Okay, I am here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop with Mike Bryan of BVI International. Mike, tell me a little bit about the history of this conference.
Well, this is the 24th annual event. The first event had four tabletop exhibits and 36 people. And this year we'll have around 5,000 people and almost 1,000 exhibitors. So it's in the last 24 years, as the industry has grown, so has the Fuel Ethanol Workshop.
And this is the International Fuel Ethanol Workshop, and to demonstrate that, you just had a young man from Russia take part in the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Is it my imagination? It seems like a lot of international guests here this year, more than in recent years even.
Well, the international participation just continues to grow. In fact, last year and again this year, we have an international pavilion within the exhibit area, and I think there are about 42 countries represented here, and so it's become truly an international event. The whole biofuels industry, the whole renewable energy industry, is not just something that's occurring in the United States or Canada. It's a global movement. People all around the world are saying, how can we make fuel from our own domestic indigenous feedstocks without drilling or mining it out of the ground as they do in Canada, and how can we do it in a much cleaner way? And so biofuels, certainly on a global scale, are here to stay.
And I as I said in a post that I did, it seems like the media is intent on sounding the death knell for ethanol, but I don't think all these people are here for a funeral.
No, that's a very good analogy, actually, and they're not here for a funeral. You know, the fact of the matter is, when we have $140 a barrel oil, I think it's almost audacious for people to accuse an industry that is less than 0.25% of all the fuel sold in the world, that we're starving children, that we're marginalizing women, that we're doing all of these things. And I would just say one other quick thing. American farmers, Canadian farmers, farmers around the world who we depend on to feed the world have been doing so in many cases for years and years and after generation for practically just eking out a living on the farm. They're finally at a point where, golly, they can make some money and live like other people live in the world, and now they're being accused of all sorts of dastardly things, including starving people in countries, and it really is truly a shame.
What would you say is the mood? I mean, now when Ron Fagan helped cut the ribbon, one of his comment was, "Hang in there." How would you describe the mood of the industry right now?
We're mad and we're not going to take it anymore, you know. And I think that's really, in a sense, where the industry is. We're frustrated. We have worked so hard, and so many people have worked so hard to produce a clean-burning domestic ethanol or a clean-burning domestic fuel, and now to be accused of all of these awful things, it's frustrating to us. At first, I think we were in shock, and we didn't respond. We just kind of sat there in shock, saying, how could this be? But I don't think that's the case. I think people are going to come out of this conference, in many cases, fighting mad and saying, you know what? No, that's not true. It simply is not true, and we're not going to continue to sit back and allow the media to make a mockery of something that pumps billions, hundreds of billions of dollars into this economy every single year.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Mike Bryan, BBI International here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.